in St. Kevin. I was in there about 3 months. And then an ambulance came on then and took me down to Middlewich. There's Northwich, Southwich, and Middlewich, if you remember. Mm-hmm. And that's where the hospital was till I, just before I come home.
And when did you come home? When did you come home?
July 1990, this year was about the 1st of July.
So that was even after the signing of the Treaty of Versailles. It was after that had all taken place.
No, it wasn't. It was right on the day, the 1st of July, I think.
Was it?
Yeah. I think it was 1st of July because it was about that time anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess then they took us down to, no, we'd gone to Buxton, that's right. And I got shipped up to Buxton to there. Buxton was there. I got shipped from Buxton up there. Oh yeah, when I'm in Buxton, I see this bloody officer that I told him. And LeBrock, there was a jazz 7 platoon at Hemmings. Here he had two bloody medals up and in his army to sling. Was that a danny, you know? He hadn't seen the quite again. They must have given a bunch of them quite again around there because Brock had one. Oh, Brock had one.
When did you get back to Canada?
I got back to Canada in July.
In July? Back at Halifax?
No, I started from England in July the 1st. That's why I was wanting to know. They were signing that peace treaty. And we got into Portland, Maine.
Mm-hmm.
I come back on the old... Now that slipped my buddy.
Was it by ship or rail?
By ship, from the whole country.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't go by rail.
Well, I thought you said you went from England to Massachusetts.
Portland, Maine. Portland, Maine.
That's in the U.S., isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
So you could go from Portland, Maine by train up to Halifax.
Well, that's what I did.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. I didn't go. No, I went from Portland, Maine to Toronto.
Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Toronto.
To the hospital there, or were you being mobbed?
The hospital there.
Yeah.
What the hell's name was that? I forget the name of that bloody hospital.
Yeah.
But I know we had a right for about a month after I was there. Yes, you got the goddamn jail. Jail was like a toolbox outside, so on the side, just off the sidewalk, in the front of the hospital. Everybody think you know, a real good pillbox out of a bloody thing. And there was a couple of fellas. There wasn't no veterans or anything. There was somebody military outfit there.
Mm-hmm.
And I come home this night, and the fellas were all sitting along outside. You know, there was a wall about this high. I was sitting on this wall. So I started to tell everybody else, what's going on, fellas, you know? Oh, wait a minute, friend, yeah, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I waited a little while afterwards. Christ, I was starting to holler in this bloody gang, this jail.
Mm-hmm.
The bugler got out, he blown everything from boots and saddles to Christ, he got chucked out, the fellas hoisted him out there and threw his bloody bugle out. And the sergeant, they were sitting on top of the sergeant. Then they set fire to this goddamn jail. Christ. And then all of a sudden, they all vanished.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody seen anything, you know. They all walked away, some in the beds, and leaving the bloody jail burning there.
Mm-hmm.
for the next morning I caught him in Quebec. Who the hell done this? And they got them, this guard, they were too cunning for it. They didn't know it. They couldn't tell it.
No.
You know, they'd look at you, you know, you'd look at them and you'd grin. No, they couldn't tell them because they knew fucking well if they ever got told they'd get shippy, you know. Mm. No.
So how long were you in the hospital in Toronto? For very long?
I was in there from July till about November. No. July, August, September, about October, about 4 months I was in there.
Yeah. And when you got out, were you demobbed?
No, and I was coming down to Winnipeg,
mm-hmm.
the hospital there. You see, you couldn't come home.
Yeah.
Where they had a leg off. You had to wait until they had a leg.
An artificial leg.
At Toronto.
Yeah. Did they give you an artificial leg at Toronto?
Yeah.
And you went to Winnipeg and they showed you how to use it there.
Well. You can say that, do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't they really show you?
No.
They just gave it to you and said walk?
Oh, yes, you may be. You walk yourself.
Yeah. Was there no such thing as physiotherapy, that sort of thing?
No. That's what they get now.
Yeah. It's just, they give it to you, you walk,
yeah.
And it's up to you.
Yeah. You see,
Well, when were you demobilized?
I was discharged December, 17th of December, 1919.
And did you go home to Saskatchewan after that?
To Manitoba.
Manitoba,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I went home there. I stayed at Actors Place there. Yeah. I worked around there. And,
Were you able to use your artificial leg all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What did you do right after the war? Did you work on the farm?
No. They wouldn't give me, wouldn't let me work on that farm.
Wouldn't they let you work on your uncle's farm or your grandparents' farm?
No. They give me 60 a month.
Was that enough to live on?
No, 60 a month. No, that was blood money.
Mm-hmm.
I got the biggest blood money the Canadian Army got in days, which was $300.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the war, they just gave you $300.
Yeah, but they wouldn't give you enough. When I come back, they wouldn't give it to me in all of them.
They sort of gave it dribs and drabs.
Give you 60 months.
I see. And when that 300 was over, the 60 months stopped.
That's right. You went on the pension.
How much was that?
$30 a month.
And where you were living in Manitoba at this time?
Yes,
where? Elkhorn?
Elkhorn. Well, I was on the ranch.
Could you live at... For $30 a month?
Oh yes, you could have it. Oh yeah.
Okay. Can I ask, sir, if we can stop right here?